Yo guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. Today, me and my co-host Preston
You.
are going to be talking about One Piece chapter 1082. Another peak chapter, another 10 out of 10 chapter. This is like the fourth or fifth one in a row.
Oda been cooking.
He has been so far. This arc has been insane, and we haven't even barely gotten to like the climax of it yet, like the Egghead incident. I don't know if we'll see that next chapter or what, but do you want to talk about the first half of the chapter? Or actually, up to you, whichever half you'd want to talk about.
Sure, that's fine. So we got the king on the color page, or not the color page, the front page.
Yes.
Title's called "Let's Go and Claim It." So honestly, bro, I thought it was talking about Shanks again.
Yeah.
Like that's my first thought before I read the chapter. Man, we just got Chopper eating, looks like Zeus. But the first thing we see is a newspaper, and it says that Vice Admiral T-Bone has been killed. Apparently, he was like the people's man, people's champion, and they have not caught the culprit. But also, they said that, civilians are stabbing him in the back because the Navy has bounties on their head, which I kind of forgot about that a little bit, but it's honestly pretty creative because, like, the Cross Guild being pirates, they're just like flipping it on the Marines, giving them bounties, so they got to watch out now too. And they talk about Buggy talking about like if they underestimated Buggy, if this is what he had in mind. But they're giving him too much credit, honestly, because he's trash. But Sengoku was talking about if they don't neutralize the Cross Guild soon, the Navy will be weakened because the morale, is going to get plunged. People are not going to want to enlist if they're going to be getting bounties on their heads. But, also, Sengoku apparently didn't even know where Garp was because he asked where Garp was. And they told him that he was off to save Kobe, so he probably went with Sword to team up with them. And, Grandma Saru and Sengoku were both surprised. So, no info this chapter on how that's going with the battle, but I mean, I'm sure Garp's not going to lose.
I found it
But,
interesting during that part how Sengoku was like, he's like, what's this world coming to? The civilians who were sworn to protect are stabbing us in the back. Which, like, usually when we look at the Marines, we think of them as like all like the bad guys, but you have to remember that technically they're like the good guys. I mean, a lot of them are bad people, but technically, like, within the world, they're like the good guys. And so it's interesting that like Buggy's crew, it kind of like makes you look like at Buggy is more of like an actual villain, because he's actually like corrupting the people, turning them against like the government. Which, I mean, within the story, like, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but like in our world today, if people started doing that, then like it'd take a lot to make that happen.
And like, because the Navy as a whole is bad and corrupt, but like Sengoku, Saru, Garp, Fujiwara, the dude with like the blind one, the blind
Yeah,
admiral,
Fujitora.
Fujitora, dudes like that, like they're like good, and Smoker, they're like good
Smoker's
Marines, like they're
peak.
not Smoker best Marine.
Yes.
I ain't seen him in a minute, but like him and his vice, him and his like assistant or whatever, they're both nice, especially because of like what's it called, Punk Hazard. That
Yeah.
was like his, that was Smoker's arc for sure. Don't care
True.
about law. Let's see. So yeah, then it goes to Empty Bluffs Island, New World, and that's where you, the first thing you see is like the Cross Guild tent, and the dude that killed the Vice Admiral T-Bone, he's like at the tent, and he's talking about received, you know, he received, his family received the payment. He's thanking Buggy, and the dude looks pretty shaken up, but he's just like, "You took down one of those admirals. Good job." And they're welcoming the dude to be in with Buggy, talking him up, talking about Buggy the goat and Buggy the king. So then, though, the funny part, they go outside because the a ship for the Cross Guild, and they basically make it they make it pretty much Buggy ship, like got the clown on the front and the circus tent and everything all over, and Buggy's like eyeballs and nose and teeth and eyebrows and everything just come off because. And then the next panel is the funny, bro. It's so funny when I was reading this, is like Crocodile and Meowth are like, "You expect us to use that this thing?" And Buggy just already knows what's about to happen. They talk about taking it to the meeting room. He just looks back. He already crying. And so everybody else is like, "Oh yeah, this is great. Give it up for the best shit." And then it goes to the meeting room, and Buggy is you know, his head is on the wall on one of the hooks. And he got beat up. And yeah, he's like, "You should have just killed. You should have just killed me already." Crocodile's talking about how the public awareness of the Cross Guild is growing because, you know, they, like, the Navy's starting to understand that they're a threat. So they talk about they want to become like a strong military state, for like to create their utopia. And Buggy though calls them out, and he's saying that, you know, they're not like true pirates, and that they've got it all backwards. Because people are going for like Laugh Tale and the One Piece, like Shanks in on them, and shoot. I don't know. I'm kind of deep. Do you want to talk about this next part with the Shanks, like the flashback?
So, kind of like right before that, they're just like discussing like the best way to like kind of like gain power. Like, we need wealth, power. Bro, it's kind of interesting though. So Mihawk, he's like, they're talking about the okay, right back to where it goes to the meeting room. Crocodile is talking, and he's like, "The Navy is starting to understand the threat we pose." And Mihawk, he says, "Our overwhelming power, right?" And then Crocodile's like, "Nah, in order to do that, we need to have an enormous amount of wealth." And so then they look at like Buggy, and his answer is to go after the One Piece, which is like, you know, the most like famous treasure. And just like Buggy's character itself, he's like really famous, even though he doesn't have like wealth or power. So the three members of the Cross Guild are like Crocodile's wealth, Mihawk is power, and then Buggy's the fame. Bro,
Buggy's like the name.
yeah, Oda foreshadowed that in the beginning of One Piece when he said wealth, fame, power.
Yes.
Bro,
They're the ones who will claim the kingdom.
yes. The most famous lines in the series was just foreshadowing for this moment.
Pirate King Buggy was foreshadowed.
Yes. So basically the flashback happens. Because Buggy's talking about how Red Hair is making his move. And he's like, "When I sailed with Shanks, he shone so brightly. But then, and like he felt like he couldn't measure up to Shanks. But then, after Roger was executed, Shanks was like, 'I've changed my mind. I'm not going to go for the One Piece yet. But I still want to be a pirate.' So when Buggy, like, realized that he'd given up on his dream, Buggy was just like, dang, I'm not gonna work for this guy. He's given up on his dream. I can't work with him. So that's like why he went all out on his own instead of working with Shanks. Which like in the first few chapters we thought that Buggy and Shanks just didn't get along because of like the devil fruit that like I think Buggy accidentally ate. Like they got in trouble for it. So we thought that like that's the real reason why the two of them didn't get along, but it's actually because Buggy just like didn't want to follow Shanks because he like gave up on his dream. And so yeah, Buggy's basically just like, I'm gonna be the king of the pirates. Bro, made me more emotional than Luffy saying it.
Yes. I want to be king of the pirates.
Yes. And so yeah, he's just like, wealth, power, why stop there when we can have it all? Let's go claim the ultimate treasure. And then it like kind of like zooms out, and we just see everyone talking about how they're just like, yay, it's time for us to get the One Piece. But also, I thought it was interesting in that same like spread, we see Mihawk, and he's saying like, you really expect us to go pick a fight with Red Hair, Blackbeard, and the Straw Hat? So he's actually acknowledging that the Straw Hat crew is like formidable, because first time we saw Mihawk, he destroyed them. So now we see that he like actually respects them. Yeah, you want to talk about the next part, the last couple pages?
Yes, so anyways, after our section of Cross Guild, then it goes to Tamabaka Queendom on the Grand Line, and there's a ship on the horizon, and we see the four different captains or like vice captains of the armies and who they're under. And then we see what's his name? And they're like, hey, Dragon Son and Eva Son, Sabo's back. And they're pretty surprised that he made it back in because they're like, where'd you even see? Where'd you find this ship from? And let's see, he said it's a little illusion ship. I don't know, kind of looks like just like a regular ship from like, I don't know, like the 1500s. This looks like a normal ship, nothing like a crazy pirate ship. And yeah, they said, what do you mean, like the country that vanished? And then he asked his people to help the illusions that he brought to the that he brought. And then Koala went rage mode on him because he just like disappeared basically and didn't say anything. And yeah, basically everybody's just glad to see Sabo back. And then they're having a little meeting, it looks like. It's like Dragon, Ivana, and Sabo. They're talking about Kuma. And that like everyone's work went to waste because Dragon was saying he might have been programmed to return to Mirage Wa as a contingency plan. And yeah, there was like major trouble at Reverie, he said. And Sabo said he was gonna tell them what really happened at the Holy Land of Mirage Wa. So he's got some information that nobody else has. And he also survived the incident at Lelusion Kingdom. I guess Im-sama didn't like wipe out everybody or the whole island, I'm not sure.
It
But
says that he was on a ship when that happened. I'm pretty sure. He's like, yeah,
okay.
he said I wasn't even on Lelouchia when it happened.
He got lucky. Glad though. But yeah, it was kind of deceiving because like I remember the chapter it showed Sabo was like on land talking and then the you just see the island get annihilated next, so like
Well, I'm pretty
It wasn't
sure he
like
was on like a
directly
boat.
during that time.
'Cause during
Really?
that
I thought he
scene,
was on land.
during the scene when like we saw the whole like place getting like shot from something from the sky, we just see like one boat in the water, and it's like he being like pushed away from like by the waves. So I think the boat was there to like show that there's a chance that he could have escaped. But something interesting, I just noticed this in the second to last panel when like all of them are talking around the table, you get to see like the R and the A for like the Revolutionary Army. I don't know if I just like never noticed it before, but I guess that's like the symbol for the Revolutionary Army. It looks like a dragon.
It's like their flag.
I've
Yeah, I've
never
never seen
noticed it.
that before either.
But yeah, I don't I really wish that they would show this next chapter, like what the information is, but probably won't. Knowing Oda, he's probably gonna take like 2 months to say what actually happened.
I know. Dang it. But either way, that was a huge development, knowing Sabo's back and that he's got some heat to say, and also that the cross gives moving.
I'm hyped to see what happens.
And is there a break?
No, we get another chapter next week. So I don't know if next week will be the incident or not, but either way, it's gonna
Wait, is there
be.
a break or no?
No, there's no break. Yeah. You got anything else to add?
Nah, I'm just wondering what's gonna be next. If it's gonna go back to Egghead, if it's gonna go back to Garp versus Aokiji, if it's gonna stay on the Sabo, gonna go back to what Shanks is doing. Got a lot of different possibilities.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna go to Egghead Island now, but we'll see.
True.
Yeah,
I hope so, because
another
remember
peak
Blackbeard's ship was
chapter.
pulling up.
Yeah. Another 10 out of 10 chapter. Excited to see what
Yes.
happens next. Oda's finally, I mean, he's always been cooking, but he's finally letting us taste his meal that he's prepared.
Facts.
But yeah.
Bro's got me starving.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week when we talk about chapter 1083.